Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Woo! Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods back again. 97.3 The Fan. This is right where we belong. Great to be here with you this morning. My name is Stephen Woods. I go by Woodsy and have for most of my life. To my right is Paul Reindel. He is the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Well, and to my left is Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. He joins us also. How are you, Benjamin?
I'm good.
What is up there? Is that Indiana Jones?
That is definitely Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
That's weird. Somebody was in here watching. Well, what were they watching? Is it TBS or something?
No. We have
wrestling.
This is inside television.
Inside radio.
We have Samsung televisions in our studio, yep. And I have one at home. Samsung has like their own channels, Samsung TV Plus,
okay.
Where sometimes your television by default will go to that network or whatever, that app. It's some of the weirdest programming I've ever seen.
All right.
I never know what's going on. It's like weird, like horror movies that aren't good or well produced.
Temple of Doom was a good one.
It was
a very good. That's
a prequel. That was a prequel to Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It was.
It did. It took place before. A lot of people didn't realize.
Oh, I don't
that.
Think I knew that.
Yeah, it takes place before Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Is that the one that has like the maze, like the penitent man shall pass?
No,
or
that's
no?
that's the sequel. That's the Last Crusade.
Okay, that was good too.
Yeah,
I like that.
This is the one with the Shankara stones, and he goes into India like. And has to free all the kids from the thuggy cult.
The thuggy cult.
The thuggies, yeah.
I have never watched Indiana Jones.
Never?
What?
So
any of them?
And I'll tell you why.
Ooh.
I'll tell you why. I think it was Raiders of the Lost Ark, the one where the faces melt off?
Yes. Yeah, scared you. Yeah.
Scared the ever-loving S out of
you.
I was young, and I...
So
like,
you did watch it then?
Well, for 5 minutes.
Right.
And then I said, I'm out. I can't do this anymore, and I guess for the rest of my life, I didn't feel the urge to go back and watch as I got older, and it terrified me as a kid. I was scarred.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense.
Couldn't do it.
It totally makes sense, but that was on for some weird reason. Now, I'm just looking at us.
It was the opening scene where Kate Capshaw is singing Anything Goes in Chinese, I believe, and then it's a weird kind of way that the movie opens. And then they have a chase, and Short Round, who's Indy's sidekick in that movie, of course, he just won the Academy Award this last year.
This last year.
Hui Kwan.
Yeah.
And has become, you know, somewhat of a resurgent star now in his middle-aged after, I don't know, disappearing for 40 years, he's become very popular again.
So. Well, those were pretty good movies. All of them, really. I mean, I think every one that I saw. They had Shia LaBeouf in one of them. He played Indiana Jones's son.
Yeah, kind of secret.
That was okay. Thing, yeah. Sean Connery was in one or two. It was good. It was good. So there you go. There's your Indiana Jones update. Nice win last night for our Padres. We will get
it. It's like everybody expected us to start the show.
Exactly. Nice win for the Pods last night.
Raiders of the Lost Run last night. He just needed to find one.
Nice win for the Pods last night. We're going to get into that at some point today. Get that out. Christ almighty. This guy, by the way, to my left. Let me strap in for this. This guy.
What?
This guy. Finish up the show yesterday. Had a good time yesterday. Great show. Fun time. Finish up our production. Benny and I go to the elevator together. We start talking about Philly. It's all we can talk about. We're excited about our Philly trip. Our tier ones, you know why we're excited about our Philly trip. And we're just giddy for it. Going to go watch some baseball and eat.
We've never taken a trip before.
We've never taken a trip together before, really. I mean, we flew out to spring training together one time.
I mean, everyone knows that feeling of getting within the last few weeks before a big trip. And,
yeah.
You know, the excitement, what we're going to do, the planning.
And I remember, this is why I bring it up, and this is why we were talking about it. So one of our sales guys here was like, hey, where are you guys eating? And I said, we're eating here, here, and here. Oh, you don't eat that. It's terrible. We're like, oh, God. So where did all the tourists go?
Like, well, we're tourists.
We're literally a tourist. He goes, what else are you guys going to do? I go, well, we want to go see the Rocky Steps. He goes, oh.
No, you don't want to see that. There's too many tourists.
And I go,
well, yeah, we're tourists.
And I said,
well,
we want to go see the Liberty Bell. He's like, oh, God, I guess. Okay. I'm like, all right. So he just comes in, whips it out, and just urinates all over all of our plants. So we're like, oh, boy, did we pick anything right? So Ben and I are walking in the elevator, and I said to him, because we leave, you guys, the day we leave, our flight's out at like 6.
Yeah.
So, which means...
Good for a morning show. We're okay with that.
Yeah, we're fine. Which means we're at the airport at 4:30.
Yeah.
So, which means I'm picking... I said to Ben, you live 5 minutes from me. I'll pick you up that morning, and I'll drive us, and I'll just park my car for a few days. No big deal.
So expensive.
It is. It is expensive.
Airport parking.
Airport parking is expensive, but I said, I'll wear it. It's no big deal. So I said, I'll pick you up because I'm driving anyway because I like to land and have my car. Ben said, oh, it's nice. Okay, great. I mean, you're paying half, but no big deal. So I said, he goes, hey, by the way, I've got something planned and I almost don't want to tell you, but I've got something planned and it's going to save us a lot of money.
And I debated just springing it on you once we arrived at the airport in Philadelphia.
Correct.
But once we were talking about it yesterday, I thought, no, let me lay the groundwork a little bit just so he's mentally prepared for it. So, Paulie, get mentally prepared for it as well.
I have an idea of where this is going and I already don't like it.
So I said, I like when we land. That way my car will be there. We jump in. We split. We're out. We're home. Not having to go get on a shuttle, go to a park and ride, then take a covered wagon home or whatever. Take the trolley or the Sprinter or something. I said, it'll be there. Okay? It's going to be there. He said, when we get to Philly, I've got it all mapped out. And I looked at him and I go, you better not be saying what I think you're about to say. He goes, oh, yeah, it's done. I go, it's not done. Tell everybody your idea.
We're taking the SEPTA train right to our hotel.
No.
Yeah. Straight from the terminal at the airport. It's closer than even getting a car. You don't have to wait in the long ride share line, which is usually 20, 30 minutes. And then it's a trafficy drive to get there. 25 minutes straight on the train, straight like half a block from our hotel. And it drops off, got the station all planned.
It will be a Sunday afternoon. There will be no traffic.
$2.50 per person. We're going to save probably $60 to $80 right there, and it's going to be more convenient. It's a no-brainer. Plus,
there's nothing more convenient about
this. When you go to an East Coast city, you want to take the train.
We have trains here.
We don't have trains here.
The Sprinter is a train.
No, people don't. It's not. They don't use it the same way. It's gritty. It's urban. It's Philly. It's the SEPTA train. We're taking the SEPTA. I'm putting my foot down on this one. I'm excited about it.
Have fun
you
on the SEPTA.
Paulie
and I are getting an Uber Black, and we're going to get to our hotel after
I just looked it up.
A six-hour flight?
Yeah, Philly to our hotel. It's a 28-minute drive right now, 9 o'clock on a weekday.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 20, 25-minute drive.
Yeah, 25-minute train ride.
BS.
That's what it says. They run consistently.
You gotta drag all your luggage.
Half a block.
You're sitting there, you're holding onto the railing.
I'm looking forward to that part.
Taking the septic train.
Right, Ben will do it, and I will set it up so that you can live stream from your phone on our YouTube channel.
Jace says, tell the guys to accept it.
If you just want to go that way, I'll take the train. If I beat you, I will be giddy. Like, I am here cheaper, earlier, faster, and more conveniently.
Is this the theme of the week? How can we save $40?
This is the problem. When you go on vacation with a cheap person, it's a massively... I'm sorry. As soon as I said it, I regretted it.
Everybody should be looking for easy and convenient ways to save money whenever possible. That's not cheap. That's simply
not on vacation.
Smart.
Not on vacation. This
Why
is
would
a vacation.
You, spend money you don't have to, whether you're on vacation or you're home.
Hey, I got an idea.
Don't spend money right. You don't have to.
I got an idea. Why don't we hitchhike? And then we don't have to spend a dollar. We walk. Why don't we walk?
Why don't we not go to any of the games? We can save a few bucks there.
It's right. A balance of convenience and cost, of course.
We'll split one cheesesteak, divide it by three.
Ooh, we
That'll
can
be like $12.
When we go to our fancy steakhouse, let's just split a salad three ways. That way we don't have to.
We'll save some money.
Who wants a full
hey,
salad?
You know what? We can take the train to the restaurant.
This is like my youth all over again.
We're walking to the restaurant, Paulie.
Felipe says, when in Rome, totally with Ben. We're not in Rome!
We're in Philly!
I'm not getting on the train!
They have public transportation in those cities. That's how you get around in those cities.
Benny, I want to feel important. I want to get off
like
the plane.
You're part of the city.
I want to get off the plane and get into a big old Navigator or something cool.
Escalade.
Take us to the Marriott. That's the Marriott. You know what I mean? But at the end of the take us to the Marriott. Yeah, we're a radio show. Standing on the plane. Have you done a lot of trains? Because I have. I lived in Chicago for 5-6 years.
The L.
Well, maybe that's part of it. Because, no, I've never lived in a city where I regularly trained. So
look,
that's what I'm excited about it.
If we were in one of the boroughs of New York and we had to get to another part of New York,
yeah,
I would
jump on the train.
Insist on taking the subway or the train, whatever. Like, that makes sense. This doesn't sound...
Beatrice says, bro, it's Philadelphia. It's not some bougie city. I am aware. I'm aware of that. So using your logic, won't the train be full of, like, the dregs
it
of the
be.
Earth? I hope he gets mugged on the SEPTA. I really do. And Paulie and I are standing by. No, you wanted it. You wanted this.
Guys, help.
This was an idea.
It's the middle of the day on a Sunday. We're fine.
He gets shanked on the train. Now, listen.
There's going to be a bunch of people.
Yeah, my goodness.
Coming home from church on a Sunday. It's going to be a nice crowd.
So the thing is like Larry says, not with all your luggage and stuff.
We're taking golf clubs.
Yo, call me when you get your phone.
We're only going to have one duffel bag. That's it, right?
I mean, a duffel bag. We're not going to the military.
Three nights.
A duffel bag. Just
I take my Padres one when I travel now.
This is
amazing. Has my name on it. It's perfect.
This is amazing.
You're unbelievable.
Ian Hannah says, who likes to experience, he says the luggage part is the exception.
Yes.
Our rollers rolling down the train as we're hanging on. Look, here's the thing. I do want us to stick together. I do. I don't want us going our separate ways. Like, I'm not eating breakfast there. I'm going to go eat breakfast over there. I don't want that. I want us to stick together. I'm down with the experience. I guess I'll do it.
We're very split in the YouTube channel.
It really is.
Really?
I thought more people would agree with you, to be honest. But I just feel like after a six... The flight's 6 hours,
pretty
right?
Pretty much, yeah.
The flight's 6 hours. The last thing I'm going to want to do is go sit on a train, which is like a plane, like another tube.
Does the train go from our hotel to the ballpark district?
Yes.
That I would do. After the flight, dude, with all our stuff, I just want to get to my hotel room.
I want to get to the hotel.
I want to unpack. I want to rest. And then we're going to go out that night.
Rest.
Yeah.
Solo hotel room.
But
I'm going to be resting like crazy.
If we can take it from our hotel to Citizens Bank or somewhere close by, I think that's a great idea.
Okay, right, hang on. Junipero says, I live out here in the East. Trust me, take the SEPTA from the airport. You save loads more time than money. Traffic is way worse out here in San Junipero, even on a Sunday, even on a Sunday, will it still be bad? Because I the thought of getting on a train, how many stops?
All right,
how many stops is it? Because I used to do this in Chicago,
like the
Ben.
Fifth stop. It's a pretty express train from the airport. Let's do this. When we get there, when you open your app for your rideshare,
we'll check
if it, says like
80 bucks.
You're going to wait 80 bucks and it's going to be like a 32-minute wait to get a car, or we hop right on the train, we'll get on the train. If it's like, it's 40 bucks and it's going to be here in 4 minutes, then we can get on a rideshare. Let's be flexible then.
Okay, I'll be flexible.
Okay.
But I thought, this guy's going to nickel and dime his way through this whole trip. It's going to make me insane. That was my thought. Now, again, Dad, if you're listening, I'm sorry. It brings back memories of my youth, which is why I'm so spendy. I'm way too spendy because I had to do stuff like this my whole life. You know, if my dad had known about the scam that our boss Adam runs with the hotels to go sit in a seminar for 2 hours to get a week's worth of rooms in Tampa. Bro, we would have done it. Yeah, if my dad had known about that.
See, now I'd say, I wouldn't call my dad extravagant, but he never worried about spending money for things you know, that he wanted to do to make it more convenient. So maybe I'm the other way. Like, just be careful here.
So your dad, he wasn't super spendy.
Yeah, so not extravagant, but he didn't ever.
He
didn't complain about, oh, this costs so much. I never heard him at least do it. You know, I'm sure everyone thinks it, but he wasn't one to, like, loudly say, oh, this is so expensive, I don't want to spend. He never was like that.
What is Wawa? By the way, everyone's talking about Wawa.
Wawa is like their 7-Eleven.
Oh.
In Philly.
It's like their Buc-ee's or something. Like, is it like it's a famous
Okay. Yeah, it's their chain that they have all over the city.
No. I never heard of it.
Yeah.
Everyone's Wawa. Saying Megan just said, bring me home some Wawa stuff.
Done.
I'm like, what is that? Is it a drink of some
it's like
sort?
Loves. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I don't know if it's a truck stop. It's more of a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, it's more of a convenience store. 7-Eleven gas station.
Beatrice says Wawa is too convenient for you, Woods. No, I like convenience. Hence why I want to ride in a car, even a cab. I thought when I took Bo to Chicago, I thought, hey man, do I want to give him the real Chicago experience from O'Hare? We can jump on a train and go down to our hotel, which is right by Lakeshore Drive. And then I thought, well, no, because he's five, and him standing on the train with all his gear, like, I just go, it's too much. I got a cab, and it was much easier. Now, again, I will be flexible. If you think it makes the most sense, and we'll gauge how we're feeling when we get there. If we're worn out, crappy flight, delays, we're getting an Uber.
Okay. All right. Flexible is the plan.
The funny thing is he goes, I've got it all planned.
I did.
He goes, I have the stops. I've got everything.
So
we're ready to go.
If you don't, then you have to take the rideshare. If you don't know what stop you're getting off, if you don't know exactly where to go, I planned it out to make sure that if we did this, I wasn't going to wear it for the rest of my life. Then we got on a train. Then we got on the wrong connector. There's no connector. It's the same line. It goes straight to the stop that is literally half a block from the entrance to our hotel, and you'd walk right out, and you'd go
half a block.
You'd go right through the market building, and you get in our hotel, and that's it. And it was like really close, so I thought, oh, this could be really easy and convenient. And yes,
Uber will drop you off right in the valet.
Save about 60, 70 bucks in the process.
All right. It's cheap.
Divided by three, it's like 15 to 20.
Right. It's like 20 bucks a pop. You get a nice luxury ride to the hotel. Feel like Jay-Z when they pull up in the big Lincoln Navigator, drop you off.
Bro, when we go to Vegas, like, we used to do the Uber to your hotel, and it's still like $30 or $40. Like, you could almost walk to the airport in Vegas. It's so close to the strip, and it's still like $30 or $40 bucks. We've been renting a car now for the last couple of years.
You have?
No, not like for the weekend or whatever. We get a car service, like,
oh, yeah.
Like the limo service.
Yeah.
It's not an actual limousine. It's a Tesla or you know, some sort of SUV. But they pick you up at your luggage claim
with sign that says
sometimes
Randall.
Yeah, sometimes, and they like walk you. They walk you right out because those drivers, they have a private area of the airport where they can park, and just you walk right there. They take you right to the airport. We go to the grocery store on our way to grab some waters and stuff. You can't do that in an Uber or a cab.
Can't
and you
do
have
it
to wait in line.
No, you can't do it on a train either, buddy.
Can't do it on a train either.
All right. Well, let's see. We've come to the resolution. We'll be flexible. We will be flexible on it. If we feel good, we're like, you know what? Let's take this train. Now, you say it's 25 minutes. That's hard for me to imagine. Because I know the one from O'Hare to downtown. It's 40 stops.
It said, I mean, it showed exactly like, here's, you board it, you know, 12:25, and it gets there at 12:50 at the stop that I'm supposed to get. I mean, I assume the trains run generally on time. No, I don't know that.
Well, as of right now,
for sure,
in real time on a Tuesday morning at 9:20 local time,
yeah,
it's a 28-minute drive and a 34-minute train.
That's not too bad. Squirrel Ace is Colonel Budget in charge. Yes, indeed. Colonel Budget. Now, Ben is a very valuable man to travel with because he has us locked in every meal. Like, we know where we're eating every single meal. We know the gentleman's club that we're going to per his request. We know everywhere that we are going. So it's literally called Delilah's. I cannot wait.
The irony was just a little
too much. It's a little too much. I also heard, by the way, that place was Dennis Rodman's number one place to visit in all of Philly.
This is not helping.
So you know it's good.
I think the exact opposite when you say that. You know it's a little shaky.
Junipero, who lives out there, said traffic is bad here on Sundays, especially in the summer. Beach traffic. They have a beach?
What beach?
Hey, yo, come down to the beach. Swim in the water. Are you getting in the water?
Are we bringing our boogie boards on this trip?
Come get in the water.
I didn't think about a beach day.
What's the scenario?
Should we plan a beach day while
we're
there?
Call me when you get your phone. Come get in the water. The water is great.
Jersey Shore.
It's so cold.
We're going out to the Jersey Shore.
He said, come on out here. Come on out here, and you'll like it. He said, I'm with Ben on this one. All right, maybe we're taking the train. Okay, you got your way. You stomped your feet and rubbed your quarters together enough. Maybe you got your way.
All right. Speaking of traffic, how's it looking out there in our neck of the woods without a lot of train service in San Diego? Kelly Danix, got your check of traffic. Then we'll set the menu and get ready to talk some Padres baseball here on 97.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got another wrap up coming up at the bottom of the hour as the Padres battle into the night. And I think we all agreed, and I already saw it in the chat this morning, much too stressful of a game for early June.
Oh, man.
Like every game just felt,
it was awful.
Anxious. Like someone's going to score, and whoever loses this game is going to feel pretty bad, at the end of this one. And I hope it wasn't the Padres. I kind of felt most of the game that it probably was going to be the Padres, honestly, that were going to come up short, but find a way. Winners find solutions, as Mike Shildt is fond of saying.
Hey, and boy.
Padres found a solution. It was a creative one. They got it done. They got a 1-0 win. They got a little lucky as well. We'll talk all about it.
After like the third inning, one of my buddies on our group chat goes, first one to score wins, you know, because both teams had left some runners on at that point.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny when he said it. I didn't think it was actually going to happen. Literally, the first team to score one nothing.
I have it's like a tick now. I have a tick. My new tick is laying there watching the game and just going, hey, boy, every time they go to Mike Shildt. It's like a tick.
I do it at home.
And I'm sure it's driving Hannah crazy because we're laying in the bed and they're playing and something will happen. A guy will like ground out. He goes back to the dugout and they're Shilty. And I go, hey, boy. Hey, boy. And like, I can't stop.
He was not
stop.
Using his friendly voice last night.
For good reason. My God, dude. What are we doing? Like, what is happening in
you
Major League Baseball?
You didn't need John Boy to read his lips a couple of times. Even
I'm
I was quite
you.
Clear about what he was saying, and it was not safe for radio airplay
Something
last
about
night.
He likes fudge, maybe?
Yeah.
Fudge.
You stupid fudge eater.
Yeah, maybe something like
Mother
that.
Mother fudger, something like that. His mom makes a lot of fudge, potentially. But holy cow. Yeah, the whole game. Megan says you do it the whole game, too. Paulie, I'm laying there.
Yeah.
Every time they show him, I go, hey, boy.
Every time.
Or every now and then I'll bust out the, hey, Jerry, you want a bloody beer? And just out of the blue, like a lunatic.
If, you know, let's say there's an error or something, to be like, hey, boy. You think maybe you want to catch the ball next time?
I believe he was talking about a male cow and something that rhymed with his own last name a few times as well.
Yeah. I saw that. A bunch of bull ass. That's BS. So I'm there when he's doing it, going, hey, boy. Like a lunatic. Like a straight-up person in a mental institution.
Okay, at this point, I need Shildt to just, next time we see him, be like, hey, can you just record in my phone?
Just say,
hey, boy.
He won't. For what? What are you going to do? I'm telling you, man, I'm like a lunatic. Every time Maldonado like came up behind him and said something, and he turned around and laughed. So I'm just going, hey, boy, funny joke. I mean, the whole effing game I'm doing.
I don't think I've ever actually heard him say that.
Never. He's never said it.
He doesn't
never
say it.
I'm driving myself to the sanitarium, dude. I really am. And I can't stop. I cannot stop. I do it during the show. Like, we'll play his audio. Like,
it is
boy,
a bit of a
boy.
Tick. Yeah,
it's crazy.
In 10 minutes when we play Padres wrap up, you'll hear Mike Shildt at the end. And both of us off the air will just go, hey, boy.
I can't stop, dude. I can't stop.
We will also be joined from San Francisco by Jesse Agler. Got the call on television again this week, calling the win, and he will join us at 8:35 this morning. All of our regular features. Don't do this. Take on Woods, the Rondo Report, and we have four more tickets and parking for the San Diego County Fair. Do you want to have a sounder to win, Paul? You got one, or just do it? Maybe we'll do it earlier today.
Don't worry about it.
We'll get a goat. We want a goat.
A goat.
Yes, a barnyard, a fair animal.
Yeah, goat.
All right, when you hear
he's looking
the goat sound,
we have goat.
Not G-O-A-T.
We do have a goat.
I know we do.
Yeah, we've got a goat somewhere.
Got to find him.
Woods, would you like to just come up with your own goat sound?
I'll try. There it was. I did it.
Good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Incredible.
That was amazing.
Do it one more time.
Sure.
All right. That's your sounder. Paulie can play it at any time. And you can call in to win county tickets, county fair tickets.
Whoa, easy. County fair tickets.
We got to get to our wrap up, though. We'll talk some Padres baseball when we come back. It is Ben and Woods. Good morning to you on a Tuesday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quickly, a couple of pregame updates from yesterday. Yu Darvish did play catch in Philly, and according to Mike Schilt, today he's scheduled to throw a full bullpen session, presumably at Citizens Bank Park. Then you have to wait.
Play catch in Philly?
Just play, or not Philly, I'm sorry. They're in.
You got Philly on the brain.
I got Philly on the brain.
I was like, did he take the train to the bullpen?
San Francisco. Played catch in San Francisco. He's going to have a full bullpen session at Oracle Park, and then it just depends on how he feels. It's like it's really the day after and 2 days after and 3 days after that they're most interested in with Yu Darvish. He's thrown fairly well every time he's gotten up on the mound, whether it was his rehab start, whether it's been his bullpen sessions. He's looked good. The velocity is there. He's pitching like Yu Darvish from everything we've heard. It's just a matter of how he feels like 4 or 5 days later, whether he thinks he can do it again.
Sure.
And, you know, if you can't, tough to rely on a guy to be part of your starting rotation if he's not sure that he can go every fifth day, especially when you have almost no off days here in the month of June. So that's the plan for him today. Yesterday, Brian Hoeing did throw a bullpen in San Francisco as well. Schilte talked about how when they have a guy on rehab, they like to bring him back occasionally. You know, they just don't want to like bury him like with the minor league teams forever. They want to make sure he gets some face time with his teammates and his coaches.
Smart.
And they may send him back down for another stint, or they may activate him. I'm not sure what the plan is, but seems like he's getting closer to returning to the Padres bullpen as well.
Yeah, so. I saw you in the dugout last night, standing behind Schilte, looking svelte as he always does. And yeah, man, I'm I'm just hoping to see him pitch again for the San Diego Padres. You know, A, because I love Yu Darvish. B, because, well, we desperately need Yu Darvish. Not desperately, but these guys are piecing it together. They really are. And we'll talk about it after the wrap-up, man. But I'm pretty impressed. I'm pretty impressed. I had a text thread going on last night, and all of us were sitting there kind of amazed at what the San Diego Padres have been able to do. Really, I don't want to say smoke and mirrors, because smoke and mirrors doesn't win you baseball games. But, man, really, like, with some patchwork work by some guys and some really gritty games.
Also, I Zoomed with Dennis Lynn yesterday afternoon after we had him on in the morning.
Oh, nice.
Just to kind of follow up on his story so he could talk about it on Channel 10. The interest in acquiring outfielder Jarren Duran from the Red Sox. Still don't get the sense of how real or potentially, like,
urgent.
Yeah, is this really going to happen? I mean, we know that AJ Preller is interested in Jarren Duran.
Bro.
And I think he's just been waiting for any excuse for the Red Sox to maybe think that they might trade him. And with Roman Anthony coming up and the team four games under 500, maybe he sees an opening that didn't exist, a week or two ago, that wants to pounce and strike. But I can't get the sense of how this is going to work, when it would work, how it matches up. But it's like interesting fodder.
I mean, buddy, I saw Red Sox fans working themselves into a lather about what they could potentially get back from the San Diego Padres. They all pretty much started and stopped with Leodalis DeVries. I saw one guy threw in Fernando Tatis Jr., which I thought was very interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're going to give you Willier Abreu and Jarren Duran. You're going to give us Leo. You're going to give us Fernando Tatis Jr., and you're going to give us another Aunt Burger or something. And I was like, but I don't know what they're putting in the baked beans up in Boston these days, but is it bath salts? I have no idea. You're not getting Fernando Tatis Jr. for Jarren Duran.
Leo's part of the conversation. AJ's going to try to keep him out, but he's going to be part of the conversation.
They don't need him. That's the last position on the planet that team needs is a shortstop.
But every team needs valuable players that are top 10 prospects in baseball.
I get it. I had lunch with our buddy yesterday, our buddy David Jay from Mad Fries. We went and grabbed coffee. He's got a really cool idea that we're going to – it's for the tier ones. And it's for next year, and it's really, really cool. And I really want to do it. And so stay tuned for that. That's like a six-month tease, maybe, I'm sure you guys will remember. So I was talking to David, and I wanted to bring up Ethan Salas in particular, because, I mean, you just saw it pop up in the chat. Ethan Salas can go. Ethan Salas can go. We'll give you Salas for Duran. So I asked David, I go, hey, man, no one knows more on the planet other than the organization about what you think what do you think the Padres have in Ethan Salas? You know what he said? It blew my mind. He said, dude, his floor is Brad Ausmus. That's his floor. He's going to be his floor is a really, really good defensive catcher. That's his floor. His ceiling, sky's the limit. If he figures out how to hit, God only knows what he could be.
And I want to caution everybody who has gotten down on Ethan Salas, because his numbers were bad offensively early this season. Who knows when he started dealing with the stress fracture in his back. He may have been trying to play through it like Tatis was for months last year before they realized what it was. And that absolutely could have impacted a slow start before they finally diagnosed him. And when he gets healthy, who knows? He may start hitting, and all of a sudden, if he starts hitting, he rises quickly up to being like near the top prospect in baseball.
So here's the thing. If he doesn't start hitting, he's still your next big league catcher for the next 10 years, which is, as we know, again, how valuable that can be. Is he going to turn into Cal Raleigh? No, he's probably not going to hit 35 home runs a year. I don't know. He might, but I don't think he will.
How valuable is he if he never hits?
Very. As an elite defensive catcher, he's very valuable. As we now know, because Diaz has been okay. Maldonado's horrible. His numbers are horrible. And he's not particularly great at defense. He is, Paulie, extremely valuable.
He doesn't hit. He's Austin Hedges, not Brad Ausmus.
No, even at his... Well, he thinks he can hit enough to be... he said that's his ceiling, or that's his floor. You know, ceiling, sky's the limit.
And Ausmus wasn't a terrible offensive player.
He wasn't
like an all-star hitter, but he was a great catcher.
But again, man, and you know what he said? And this is what did it for me, too. He goes, look... He goes, at his very, very young age, that guy knows how to manage a pitching staff already. And I said, well, yeah, you're not going to play for Mike Shildt if that's not priority one. He said, you know what he does? He said Valenzuela, too. He goes, these two guys in the organization are so valuable because you know what they never say? They never say, hey, how did I do? They always say, how did the pitchers do? How are these pitchers doing? It's all about them. They have taken the focus off themselves, put it on their pitching staff, and have wrapped their arms around them to make sure that the pitching staff is doing what they need to do. He said this little break that Ethan Salas is on, he said he's been, since he's 9 years old, been doing baseball activity pretty much nonstop the year round. He goes, this time off is the longest he's ever gone, maybe since he was born, without doing baseball activities. It's probably killing him not to be out there. We've seen him do his drills. We've seen him behind the plate. He's an elite catcher.
He gets
catcher.
So much work during the spring with the starting rotation.
His arm, like, so Austin Hedges is good at framing. This kid can block, he can handle the pitching staff, and he can throw.
Right. Austin Hedges, I saw Bat Dan bring him up. And while he is good, like skillful behind the plate, I never got the sense that they thought he had that attitude, that it was about the pitchers 100%. Or anything. That was not what Austin Hedges was about. So different mindset entirely.
Well, we don't know what it's going to look like in a few years, but like when ABS does come, the robotic umpire system.
Framing goes away a little bit.
Like the Austin Hedges lose a lot of value.
Now listen.
Whatever value they did have.
You don't have unlimited.
But you always need to still manage a pitching staff. Right.
No doubt. But you don't have unlimited ABS challenges either. You know, so think about that. But again, I thought, and I go, man, because I was yesterday of the idea, if you need to get Jarren Duran, if they need Ethan Salas, take him. But I'm sitting here going, well, we don't really have anything else really in the pipeline other than Brandon Valenzuela, you know, but you'd hate to give up a guy like that. It may take it to get a Jarren Duran. I'm just not sure. But yeah, I was really impressed with the comments I heard about Ethan. And now I'm kind of in camp, keep him. And you just don't know what they'll need to get it done for a Jarren Duran, if it happens at all.
All right, I want to get into last night's game. Well, at least start the conversation with our Padres wrap-up highlights from last night's 1-0 win over the Giants right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres wrap-up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
Goes across his body, swung on, driven to left center field, pretty well hit, going back as the left fielder, Ramos, he's got it, but easily tagging up and scoring is going to be Jake Cronenworth, and the Padres have a 1-0 lead here in the 10th. The 0-2 pitch, hot shot, snared by Iglesias on the backhand, throws over to first base in time, two away. What a play by Jose Iglesias to save this 1-0 lead.
Yeah, a lot of heroes, pitchers, obviously, we'll get to that, but man, what a ball game by Jose. Just a valuable guy for us, right? You know, he's talk about some depth, that gives you some versatility. He got Bogey off his feet yesterday, had a good ball game. Got Manny off his feet today with Sheetsy being a little banged up. Goes out and you know you're not going to miss a beat defensively, which is saying something with Gold Glovers out there.
Man.
I think we can officially call that the Jose Iglesias game, at least in his San Diego Padres tenure, as the Padres beat the Giants 1-0 in 10 innings.
Drove in the only run.
Yep.
And made... He had a lot of action down there early, which is, you know, typical. We're going to give Manny Machado a night off, and you know you're going to get worked down there if you're Jose Iglesias.
Well, let's go back, you know, early in the game. Steven Kolek in a jam in the second inning, and not entirely of his own making. I have no idea how the replay umpires
sick
so badly mangled the back pick at second base. It was one of the most obvious out calls I have seen on replay before.
No doubt.
I mean, the one with Jake, I don't think he tagged him, but there was at least some, he might have brushed him going by. I mean, there was at least some, like, doubt in my mind, like, okay, maybe they just let the call stand. But this one was overwhelmingly obvious that he was being tagged, he was not touching the base, that he was out at second, and they let the call of safe stand. I have no idea how that happened.
Jake, when he went down to tag, his long-ass glove hit the ground first, kind of slowed down the tag. I went, all right, he's probably in there. Really nice swim move from Jung Ho Lee to beat that. But, man, Adames was toast. He was out. Was it Adames?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he was out, 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 out. Now, again, you can play this game in baseball a million times, right, by saying you can't walk the 208 hitting Willy Adames. That was the first thing I screamed at the television mm-hmm. last night. Like, he's struggling, he's scuffling. You can't put him on Stephen Kolek.
Did get squeezed a couple of times.
A couple times, but so did Logan Webb.
Yeah, the calls were weird both ways.
Very bad umpiring last night, which is not uncommon in Major League Baseball last night. But Benny, you're right, man.
It was X, not Jake, with the tag. Is what Ill said.
No, well, Jake tagged Jung Ho Lee.
Yeah, it was Jake.
Yeah. But X had the tag on Adames.
Yeah, on Adames. He was out. Yeah, out.
Yes,
out.
Correct. So I'm telling you, man, I watched that and they slowed it down. And I go, man, I think he got him before he got back to the bag, before his foot came off. I think he had tagged him in the sternum then. Then his foot comes off and Xander did a great job holding the tag there. Bo was with me. I go, see? Keep that tag on him, dude, in case he comes off.
I couldn't tell if he got him before the foot came off. I couldn't tell for sure.
You couldn't overturn it on that.
Yeah,
but you certainly could on the you certainly could on the second one.
I just saw somebody, was it for the Blue Jays? He was kind of bouncing on third base, like coming in from a slide, like he kind of banged his foot or something. He was kind of doing the little jump on third base, and they left the tag on him. And when both feet left the bag,
yeah,
as he was hopping, you're out.
Yeah.
So another walk, loads of the bases. Nobody out. Bases loaded. I mean, game is on the line at this point. You know, you're going up against Logan Webb. They get a big hit there. You're down 3-0. Good luck coming back. So, game is on the line. Stephen Kolek, guy has shown some grit. I know that's a shilty word, but he has shown some grit on the mound. Gets the weak grounder to third. Jose Iglesias makes a nice play. Not an easy play.
Not an easy play.
Got to get around that runner to get home just in time to force the runner at home plate to keep it bases loaded. Now, one out. And then gets the perfect turn. And I think Mudd did a great job of showing how quickly he had to get that ball to second in order to be able to get it to first to beat the runner by
a hair.
And how quickly he got it out of his mitt from third to second with a throw that was right there in front of second base so Jake could make the turn just in time to get the runner at first. If they don't do that, run scores, you're playing from behind all game, you don't get to extra innings, you lose. So that's Jose Iglesias right there. Two plays to keep the Giants off the board in the second inning. And then, of course, you know, later in the game, he comes through in the 10th inning in multiple circumstances. Execution by Tyler Wade to get the bunt down and get the runner over to third. And then what a nice piece of hitting by Iglesias, as they also pointed out. Not a ball on the plate, but it was up. And he thought, hey, get my hands in, get it to the outfield. This is going to be enough to score the run. Really well done. And then they've got the 1-0 lead. They bunt the runner over to third in the bottom of the 10th. Giants have, you know, the tying run at third. I mean, I don't know that we'll ever understand how he made the pick on the play that Matt Chapman hits the ball 110 miles an hour to a drawn in
infield. I'm
not sure Manny makes that play.
Come on,
I mean Manny usually does, but was an amazing play.
I could not believe that play. That play was outstanding. Saved our ass. Saved the game. You know, stealing a win. And it is when you have Logan Webb on the mound against Stephen Kolek, you don't look at it and go,
Shutty.
Yeah, you look at it and you go, man, it'd be nice to win this one, but I'm not expecting much. And then not only that, not only do you have Kolek go what, six, then you five and two thirds. So then you unload Morahone. You pitch Adam. You pitch Estrada, and you pitch Suarez for two. If you lose that game, it's not a colossal mess up, but it's a colossal loss. It's like a double loss.
You put yourself behind the eight ball for the rest of the series.
No doubt.
And I was thinking that because Logan Webb went deep. The Giants didn't have to dip into as much of their bullpen. Yeah. So they were always going to be better set up for today. So you lose that game, you're now set up to lose the series. You know, and that was so key that they, when they went for it, that they got that win yesterday. I'm with you 100% there, Woods. That's why the game felt so stressful to me.
Yeah, because you knew
there was more than one game on the line.
You're like, yes, it's like high leverage. I thought it was brilliantly played, brilliantly managed. Obviously, the offense is an issue. You can't say that it's not. And I will say this. Manny got two pitches to absolutely decimate last night. He swung through the hanging slider that he almost never misses, and then he just missed another one. Like, he's right there. Fernando Tatis Jr., not great ABs early. I thought watching him bust it down the line, though, I'm watching people still on Twitter with the he doesn't care, get him out of there, blah, blah, blah. The guy was going balls to the wall from home to first to beat that out. He didn't end up scoring, but, man, they care. They're trying hard. They are grinding. And I'm so impressed with that win.
I certainly felt for Fernando because I think he's trying not to chase. So he's seeing those pitches outside, and he's going, don't chase, don't chase, don't chase. And Logan Webb uses it against him and hits the cutter that catches the outside twice. And he's going, I was so disciplined. I wasn't going to chase on this one. I'm better. I'm seeing it better. And Logan Webb used it against Fernando Tatis Jr. as a good veteran pitcher is going to do. He knows that Tatis, what he's been going through, and he wasn't chasing, so he saw that, and he goes, oh, I can use that against Fernando. He doesn't want to chase. I'll start one that looks outside, throw all these sweepers that are breaking, but this one's going to cut back in and catch the corner, and he did it twice against Fernando Tatis Jr.
He's nasty. When Logan Webb is on, they were throwing his stats up last night. Did you see his numbers?
Disgusting.
If you want to get him... Get him in the first because he's got a 5.2 ERA. Then it goes to 3. Then it goes to 2. Then it goes to 1. Then it goes to minuscule in the fifth. He gets better as the game goes, as he gets the feel for his his two-seamer, his
frustrating
cutter.
The Padres couldn't cash in early against him when they had first and third. And they put Jake in motion, which I didn't hate, but you got to take that's Logan's pitch. That's the sinker below the zone that Wade swings over, hangs Jake out to dry against a Gold Glove catcher and Patrick Bailey, inning over, threat over right there,
guys. And for everyone calling for a night off for Tatis, you can't do it. The only way that kid's going to get out of it is to swing his way out of it. You just can't.
I am going to call for something.
I am too.
I'm calling for something when we come back with more Ben and Woods.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.